You're going to call her to try to set things right before you send your gift to make it up? What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. She might be on her honeymoon now.
Yeah.
So I don't want to call her.
Well, I know not right now, but maybe a week out, week and a half out. She's on her honeymoon right now. She's probably at the Prairie Band. What? I mean, with that dumbed down of a wedding, you'd think it probably wouldn't be that big of a, you know.
Maybe they were saving their money for the honeymoon.
Oh, yeah. What do you think? What do you think Jerry Ann needs to do on this deal? 539-9750 or 238-0975?
I know how she can make it up to a friend.
All right.
Okay.
It's real easy. She can just marry me.
How would that make it up to her friend?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably wouldn't, but it'd make it up to me.
Jerry Ann could marry you or her friend could?
Jerry Ann could.
Yeah, you don't want Jerry Ann's friend who has a boombox way.
Yeah, that's a little cheesy. Since she did get married on a Saturday and it's bad luck and all, Jerry Ann should buy her a turntable or something for her wedding gift.
So there you go.
Her next wedding, she won't need a boombox.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Good thinking.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, take it easy, man.
See you. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Jerry Ann stands up her friend at her wedding, ruins the musical services, we assume. Surely nobody else could operate that boombox. How is she going to make it up to this friend? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. She's got to send some big bucks in now.
Yeah? How much do you think she owes?
Oh, you know, 50 to 100.
And
are you serious?
And you've got to do something else, I think, too.
Yeah, like some major butt kissing.
Yeah, or make a craft or something that could help her commemorate it that would be remembered. I don't know.
Yeah. So were you going to, like, just press the buttons on the boombox player? Were you going to hold it up like that scene in The Night at the Roxbury?
I wanted to hold it up, but I don't think that probably would have gone over too well.
Well, yeah, you really don't know because you were going to use this week to plan your grand entrance and everything, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, did she send out invitations?
Yeah, she did.
Okay, so you never thought to maybe double check the invitation?
It was laying on my desk, and if you've ever were to see my desk, you know that it's a nightmare. And I had it written on my calendar.
Wrong?
Yes.
Wow.
Smooth.
Yeah, I think yours is a big buck.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pony up.
Yep.
Dig deep.
Jeez. So, Matt, if you ever get married, make sure you drill the date into her head.
I don't think she's an unreliable guest. She's not invited. I'm already declaring that.
You have a lot of redeeming to do.
Yeah. I know.
None of our listeners are going to invite you to their weddings now.
I know.
In your face.
I probably shouldn't.